Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we are back with John Olson. His latest book, Stranger West, his website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. John, why do you think the people love the paranormal? I mean, this show is driven by the paranormal. It has been for years. What do you think draws people to it?
You know, I think it's just the unknown, the belief that, you know, there are things out there that we can't explain, whether it's, you know, scientifically yet or whatever it is, whether, you know, some people's passion are UFOs and some are Bigfoot or cryptids. And just the fact that there's, you know, questions out there that need to be answered, that there's almost this feeling of magic still in the air that has people, you know, driving towards a goal. And a lot of people, when they have a paranormal experience, whether it's a ghost or UFO or whatever it is, they want to understand what it was that happened to them. They want to know, you know, what it is that they've seen. And I think that really drives people on. I remember as a child, or as a young adult, watching this show on Fox about the magician that would show a trick and then he would show how it was done. And I remember being so angry as a kid because it seemed like it almost wiped away the magic.
Right, and the surprise, the awe.
Yeah, the awe and surprise of it. But I think it's that part that we all have inside of us that's still, you know, a kid inside that we want to believe and we want to understand. And definitely with, you know, we all are going to pass through and pass on, where, you know, none of us get out of this alive. So it's that wanting to understand, you know, that there is something after this life helps people as well. And also the, you know, those of us who have lost loved ones, these stories help us to understand that they may be physically gone, but they're not completely gone. And I think that brings comfort to people as well.
We'll take calls with John Olson next hour and perhaps even your paranormal stories. Is there a dark side to the paranormal end, John?
Oh, yeah, definitely there is. Most of the stories that I write about are generally people who have stumbled across something by accident. And there are definitely things that you can stumble across I think, for example, I interviewed a gentleman named Tyler, and his story is in the book. And him and his girlfriend Jill, it was the early 2000s, and he was not an outdoorsman, but she had grown up camping, and so he promised to take her camping. So they had gone, they lived just outside of Sparks, Nevada, and they went to the Sierra Mountains to just find a place to camp. And they did, and they had a nice evening. He said there was a really heavy, scary feeling to it, but he just attributed that to the fact that he'd never really camped before, never spent the night in the wilderness. And in the middle of the night, he woke up to a strange sound of someone walking in the camp, and they seemed to have a heavy rasp in the, you know, deep breathing. Mm-hmm. And he
and not like an animal.
No, not like an animal. No. Animal. He said it was on 2 feet. When he went to grab his flashlight, he knocked something off in the tent, and the creature ran a little ways off. He was able to get his flashlight and open up the door and shine it around, and his flashlight hit, the beam hit this person, what he originally thought was a person, standing about 30 feet from him, facing away from him. He said that...
And running away?
It was standing there, bracing itself against the tree. It was emaciated, skinny. You could see pale skin. You could see all of the bones, you know, in his back. And at first he thought maybe it was a homeless person. He called out to it, and, hey, what's going on? And it turned over its shoulder to look at him, and he said he just, his breath just caught in his throat because the eyes were sunken in.
Oh, geez.
The lips were pulled back from
like a ghoul or something. Huh?
Yes, exactly. And his girlfriend saw it as well, and they both jumped up and threw all of their stuff in the car.
I'm leaving this campsite right now.
Yep. I am taking off. I'm out of here. And he was, you know, just even interviewing him so many years after, just the fear in his voice. You know, it was something very out of the ordinary. And in doing some research, I believe they ran into what is called a Wendigo, which is a Native American spirit creature that's created whenever an individual turns to cannibalism, is their belief.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so definitely that, in that case, was something evil, something just dark and extremely scary.
What is it about the paranormal, John, that even the toughest person could break down like these people and want to hightail it out of there?
You know, it's just the unknown. A lot of times, especially in this person's case, they were come face to face with something they never imagined was possible. It's something out of a movie, out of a horror film. And I think that, you know, it even takes your brain a few moments to, maybe even it takes years for you to go through and really break apart what happened to you. It can be an extremely scary situation.
I bet so. Now, other cryptids, of course, we get, and you mentioned earlier Bigfoot stories.
Mm-hmm.
That happens, and I guess that Western-type part of the United States gets a lot of Bigfoot stories too, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I get quite a few Bigfoot stories.
Would you say 30% of your paranormal stories are Bigfoot-related?
Yeah, probably close to that, yep.
Yeah.
There's a good mixture, but yeah, for definitely on cryptids, that the vast majority of those are Bigfoot sightings in northern Utah. It seems to be quite a few of those in northern Utah. And again, through the Uinta Mountains, seems to be a hot spot for him.
John Olson with us as we're talking about his work, Stranger West. Of all these stories that you've uncovered, which ones, of course, would you categorize as the weirdest? What kind of stories?
You know, I probably would go back to either cryptids or, again, the glitches in the Matrix. Some of those just... it seemed to make no sense whatsoever, and they don't seem to be tied to anything where you could, you know, if it's a haunting, you can tie that to a ghost, or if it's a cryptid, you're going to tie it to a creature or a spirit in the forest. glitches in the matrix seem to be just abnormal things that almost seem to toy with your brain, you know, changing your memories or, you know, coming face to face with your doppelganger, which has happened. Just really strange things like that that seem to be able to turn your whole world up on its nose. And I think that one is really hard to explain to people.
Well, I think so, too. Now, you know, with some of these stories, do you ever come across stories of the devil popping up anywhere?
You know, I have not done a lot of those. Like I said, I have interviewed people who have had experiences with Ouija boards and come across spirits that pretend to be one thing but are in fact another. I really run into very few demonic kind of things. I find lately when I interview people, because of some of the television shows or because of some of the media that's out there, they automatically turn to believe, oh, I've got a demon in my house, when I interview or help them. You know, it can be anything from just simple things to the house or even just a haunting, which, you know, 99% of the time I believe is just somebody who's passed on. And I like to tell people that, you know, even though someone's passed on, it's just like meeting people on the street. 9 out of 10 are going to be fairly good people. It's that 10th person that might be not the best person in the world that you want to be dealing with.
John, what do you think the other side is like, life after death?
You know, I think that it's closer than we think. I think it's almost like there is a veil between us and those that have passed on. And in certain circumstances, whether it's a loved one or someone who lived in the area or is attached to a certain object, it's pretty easy that we might come across them. I definitely believe that there are those that are more sensitive to that and may have more experiences that way, gifts, if you would. But I definitely think that they're out there and they're all around, some helpful, some not.
Well, I think so, too. John Olson again with us. His book, latest book, Stranger West, Paranormal True Stories from Western United States. Are you ever going to branch out to the East Coast?
You know, I hope so. I hope so. Like I said, you know, I'm still collecting stories and still going. I have a couple from Texas now, just recently. So definitely going to be expanding. I think that the paranormal is all over. And some of my favorite things to do is after I get a story, whenever I can, to travel to that area and get a feel for it on my own. And so I definitely would love to travel even further through the United States and just learn more and more about the paranormal and folklore, which I believe goes hand in hand with paranormal stories, things that start out as activity or experience people have and pass down through generations as folklore.
Of all the paranormal aspects that you've investigated, which is the one that you personally would like to witness?
I would really like to see a Sasquatch or Bigfoot.
You would?
I would, yeah. That's something I would love to do. Growing up, I was quite the outdoorsman. When I was in high school, there, you know, whenever my friends were skipping school to go to the mall or out to dinner, I was skipping to go fishing or hiking. And so I've spent a lot of time up there, and maybe I've been close, but ultimately, I would love to have that experience of seeing a Sasquatch.
Would you want to see somebody who was departed?
Yeah. I mean, I believe that in my experience I've seen a full-body apparition in the home that I grew up in. And, yeah, definitely wouldn't be all right with having loved one who's passed on come back and talk to me. I'd be all right with that, too.
What do you think ETs and UFOs really are, John?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I think a lot of what we see are government aircraft, but that can't explain everything that we
right.
see. It would be absurd to think that we were alone in the universe with everything and that we're learning about different planets, and that life is probably not as rare as we originally thought. I also believe that, you know, for a long time people thought they were probably so far away, there's no way they could get here. However, I honestly believe that we even though we don't have the technology, that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist to where they would be able to travel faster than the speed of light or using wormholes or whatever it is. I'm a big believer in that sci-fi can lead to, you know, what's really going to happen in the future. So I would not be surprised whatsoever if we're being visited by extraterrestrials. It would not surprise me at all.
Calls at the top of the hour with John Olson. Questions and possibly your own stories as well. It's truly amazing. Have you come across anybody with the remote viewing capabilities that you would consider part of the supernatural or paranormal?
I have not come across anybody who's worked with that. I've done some research and read a lot about it.
It's the real deal.
Yeah, it does. And with the government having used it and, you know, the hits that people are able to get, I believe I've met people who, you know, have spiritual gifts that may actually would be primed to be able to do that if they were taught that. But nobody who's actually done it themselves, I haven't actually been able to interview those people, but I would love to.
How about OBEs, out-of-body experiences? Anything there?
I have interviewed a few people who've had out-of-body experiences. I haven't been able to put those in any of my books yet, but I do have a few stories about people who have out-of-body experiences. Nobody who has passed on and who died and came back, but people who were asleep and woke up to see their own body or to travel outside of their body and be able to recognize things that they wouldn't have necessarily known otherwise, if that makes sense.
The weird stories for me, John, are the stories where people will call in and talk about a hitchhiker. And a truck driver may pick up a hitchhiker of a girl or something, and it turns out to be somebody who had died. They want to be dropped off near a cemetery or something. Those are weird.
Those are. I really like those stories. It's interesting. I find a lot of stories where, you know, people are like, oh, this happened to my uncle's brother, and I try really hard to hunt those people down to get those stories firsthand, because I love stories like that, hitchhikers or phantom cars.
They're freaky, aren't they?
They are, yeah. It's kind of amazing, some of the stories that you get and the experiences people have with the paranormal.
Any angel stories?
Yeah, I have had a few of those. I had a story of an individual who was visited by his grandmother who had passed away and came back and visited him. Also a story of a gentleman who he had crashed his motorcycle, and he was raring to buy a new one, and him and his wife were shopping just in the grocery store, and a gentleman that walked up to him that nobody else had seen or could see, who had a tore-up jacket and looked like he'd been in an accident, told him that he should not buy another motorcycle. He said, I had a wonderful family, but I can't see them anymore, and you are not supposed to buy a motorcycle because you won't be able to see your family again. And he believed it was somebody who had passed on and was warning him that he shouldn't buy another motorcycle, which I found that was a really creepy and yet, you know, uplifting story.
Profound.
That there was somebody that cared enough to let him know.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.